Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Thursday, October 6, 2011, and we celebrate with St. Bruno, the founder of the Carthusian Order.
Be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, today we celebrate with St. Bruno, who was born in Cologne around 1035, so a good 1,000 years ago. He was educated in Paris and ordained a priest and taught theology for many years. He longed, however, to live as a hermit, alone, in solitude. And so he went to Grenoble, which is in the French Alps, and then to a tiny little place called Chartreuse is the name of the liqueur. It's named after the place they are, but it's not exactly the same name. They're up there in the French Alps trying to grow their own food, which is a stretch in the climate that they have, and basically living as communal hermits. Now, Bruno never intended to found a new religious order, but he realized that hermits, especially in the Alps, needed one another. And so they have individual cells of which they might spend the entire week in, the garden out front that they take care of, and then they would gather on the Lord's Day together for communal prayer, the Mass, and a feast. They tend to be really thin individuals. But they spend a lot of time in prayer. Bruno's gift, though, as a graduate of the school, the Sorbonne in Paris, and his teaching credentials had got the interest of the popes. And so he was often taken out of his monastery and hermit life to work on the reforms of the church under Urban II at that time. And then he would plead and plead and plead so he could go back to his monastery, and then he'd go back. One commentator said he lived an amphibian life between busyness in the world and depths of solitude in prayer, fasting, and the study of Scripture. Now, what can we learn from Bruno? Well, that to love God beyond all things is the greatest good. And everything else kind of will take care of itself. Today's reading about Jesus, he talks about loving God and asking for all that you need. And he says, well, any good parent wouldn't hand a stone, although there are stones along the Sea of Galilee that look like pita bread, he wouldn't hand his son a stone if he asked for bread, or worse, a scorpion if he asked for an egg, or there are eels in the Sea of Galilee. He wouldn't hand his son or daughter a snake when he asked for a fish. Right? That what we ask of God, God will give us. Either because of our friendship with God or because of our persistence. And I'd suggest friendship with God wins over persistence. The man who goes to his neighbor, his friend, at night, and his friend from inside says, don't bother me, it's a lot of work to get the door open. You know, find someone else to give you bread, right? There were no bread shops. And it took a long time to bake bread. And so you would, if someone came unexpectedly to your home and you didn't have anything to offer, you'd ask your neighbor. How many of us have asked our neighbor for a cup of sugar? Or whatever. That's what he's doing. But he went to a neighbor he knew, right? You didn't go to some stranger. So develop that friendship with Christ first. And then, when we're in a moment of need, God will take care of us. But we need to persist in that friendship and persist in our asking. But again, just like any good parent, I can ask God the Father for $1 million. But he knows that $1 million would probably ruin me. So he's not going to give me something that's not going to be good for me. He's only going to give to me what I need. And the difference between what I need and what I want is usually pretty great. Often I think my prayers are about wants. I want to do this. I want to have that. And God's like, Thomas, what do you really need? Well, you alone, Lord, is all that I need. Let's learn from St. Bruno to spend a little bit more time each day or each week in that silent contemplation of God, who loves us so deeply that he takes care of all of our needs.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.